This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
Okay, good evening, everybody. The Perek Lamed Vav. So in Lamed Hey, he had spoken about the importance of telling everybody that Hakshama is not true, and this concept of understanding appropriately Hakshama and so on is something that's mechuyev to everybody and so on. Perek Lamed Vav is going to reinforce that idea a lot more strongly. Ine avalecho bedabri betarim al ezet sad yoma keloika yirotza dova pleine echesev sifehu. When I will be speaking later on I'm going to explain to you what it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes something or is upset at something. Ashabinyahu Yoma Bishim Ne Adam, Kaloika Rotsa Isama Kwasim Katsav. What type of things do we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him, was upset, and so on? The Ainzeho Inya Kavanaza Perik. I'm not going to try to explain in this Perik the concept of Hashem wanting somebody, not want somebody. This is just tangential to my main point. The point is going to be, as I'm going to say, da shatokish is to stackle b'chol ha'toyer b'chol sifar neviim leitimtza l'shoyin charoin af v'lo l'shoyin kas l'shoyin kina alvazor b'lvad. The different l'shonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry are only by Avodah Zarah. Which there are some questions on that, but that's technical questions. There are some other places not like that. But Cholifin, the Ram says certainly the vast majority of places. So on. All of the lashonis of sina, kina, kas, charinaf are all on Avodah Zarah. It's incredible amount. Ella kasha tavor al kol ma sheish b'zeh inyam kas front. So if you're thorough, you'll find all of them. V'omnam osu sifre nevua zeh chizuk ha-godl. Lios zedas bottle nisabay sparach. Kloima avodis avodis kechavim. Now he said the you find over here a tremendous, what's the right word for it? A tremendous effort on behalf of in the Sifrei Nevuah that the Nevi'im all seem to be extremely inclined to keep us away from Avodah Zarah. Now, Kimisha Yamin, Sheruvein, Oimed. So now the Rambam is going to say as follows. Obviously, a false belief or belief in something false is a bad thing. But the Rambam says there is a hierarchy of different things that are different madrigas of how false they are. Kimisha Yamin Sheruvin Oimed Beis Hashem by Yosef. If a person believes or understands that Reuven is standing instead of sitting, Ein Itiyose Mina Emes Kinetias Misha Yamin Sheish Tar Savir Oy Shamayat Hasaratz Asher Shtuchu Yoytzi Bezeh. So the Rambam makes a distinction between incidental truths or essential truths. So if I believe that there's a piece of wood on the floor here, and it's not a piece of wood, but it's a piece of plastic, so it's a mistake. It could have been a piece of wood. It's not as if be'etzem there's something wrong with what I feel, but it just happens not to be that way. If I believe that wood doesn't burn, I'm under the mistake impression. Now I've made a mistake that deals with some essence of something. If I say that wood doesn't burn is nowhere near as false as saying that wood is man-made. In other words, the more the issue deals with the essence, the more it's going to be called false in a fundamental way. So he says, so a person who believes that Reuven is standing instead of sitting is nowhere as far from the truth as the one who believes that the fire is under the air. These are all the beliefs that they felt then. And a mistake of the type of where the relative position of different elements are is in nowhere as false or as straying from the truth as not understanding what the sun is made of or so on. Those who believe that malachim eat and drink is a much worse falsehood. And the reason is because the sun and the earth, all these other things that he gave different mishalim about where they are and what their position, what they're made of, we're dealing with physical properties regarding a physical being. So it's possible that the sun could be going in an orbit around the earth, but it just happens not to be. Malachim eating and drinking defies the etzem definition of malachim, and therefore it's a more essential falsehood. So he says, and none of this compares to someone who thinks that there's something should be worshipped besides Hashem. So he says, as you go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the essence of the world, a mistake regarding what that means is a much deeper mistake, a much more essential mistake than anything dealing with the branches. So what I mean by kfira is that I believe something wrongly, or it's a lema ba sichlus, sichlus masha efshi diosai. So he says, sichlus, it's a translation, I guess, from an Arabic term. It means something that the person could have realized and understood and is messing up. So there is the kfira and emes in terms of just what the thing is, and then there is the messing up of something that you could have known, or something that you could have figured out. So mistakes in physical beings, it's, you know, in different physical realities are hard. Not everybody can measure it. The understanding of Rabbi Shalom is something that should be axiomatic to people. So basically he says that the closer a mistake is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it's wrong in an essential way, it's closer to Sheker, and the person is more at fault with things that they were trying to show, because most of these things are things a person should have been able to figure out. He says, now let me tell you, when you worship Avodah Zarah, all the people worship Avodah Zarah, they believe that there's a God. Nobody who creates an idol actually believes that this piece of metal did it. They see it mostly as representative. It says, the pasuk says, so basically, Yirmiyahu is saying everybody understands and knows the emes. It's just that the nichshal in an aspect of emes, which is avodah zarah. So So in Mishnah Torah, he spoke about how things degenerated to Avodah Zarah. He doesn't, you know, he takes Avodah Zarah from being a divinely mandated service to something which has value on its own. But it never goes so far as to think that these tzuris themselves are the be-it-all. Ella, I actually once spoke to a guy who was a Hindu galach, and he dropped it. He told me that really, you know, even though Hinduism today is full of Avodah Zarah, he said it started out believing in a god, but the galachim realized that it would be more popular with people if they had a lot of gods. People like a lot of gods. So it was tagged on to make it more popular. I didn't hear any other madiyamas, so I have no idea. Elo. Shakai from Mahain, so these people who are of the Avodah Zarah that the Torah is talking about, So what they did was they're guilty of transferring a type of avoda that should have been reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to other beings as well. So it's not as if there's a hakhosha in a likus, but rather a transfer, a very fundamental mistake in the different roles, the different bits and pieces of the bria supposed to play. So what happens is that people lose sight of Bein Shalom because so he says. So even though the people who fostered Avodah Zarah, or who created it and who and fostered it and so on, they only spoke about Avodah. But since people don't understand the theology, they just follow the Avodah. So if everybody's bringing incense to this and this God, so this and this God must be God. So the Rambam says that Be'etzim, the Avodah Zarahs themselves, the people who peddled these beliefs understood better, but they were the terrible punishment for being an Ovid Avodah Zarah is due to the fact that people get misled, and for Hamonam, worshiping a different body is like believing in a different God, and that's it. So we see, so his point is, we see how chamor, something which is an aberration, a deep aberration from the truth, at a certain level. And the reason for it is to eradicate this falsehood so that nobody should be nichshel in it. So the Rambam really here is building a platform for what he's going to say. He says, take a look. Avodah Zarah itself, in its essence, in its real definition, is not denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it is creating a system of worship which in effect will mislead people from it. Now he says, "Ve'eich yeh inyan mishen nisus tfiras ibatzin yisparach ve'emina b'chilof mashu." So if a person goes and his aberrations and his distortions deal with their Baruch himself, Ritzalei mashla yamim mitzusay. Let's say he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy yaminehu shnayim. Oy yaminehu geshem. Oy yaminehu bal hipalios. So no matter what, a person who has the chisaron in understanding, in the chisaronis of the Amunah they speak about, that's an aberration in the etzem description of Bein Shalom that's much worse than anything until now. When a person projects Avodah Zarah, So what he's doing is he's saying there are different under gods, different kind of mishazim that you need to shmir and make them feel good. But Hashem is Hashem. But when you redefine Hashem, that's where we have a real problem. I want to add one or two points here. And I always say this. When you ask people, what does it mean to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the name? If somebody says he believes in Allah, is he a maimon or not? If somebody says he believes in God, or I think boga is the Russian word for it, is he a kofer? No, he's a maimon. It doesn't, the name is not important. The term is not important. It's important, the description. When I'll sit down and ask the person, what is Allah? And his description fits the basic rudiments of what we believe in. He's a maimon. On the other hand, the Christians, the problem is not that they have a name for him. The problem is the description. As soon as they describe him as having human form, then they've described an idol. So a person who makes a mistake in Hakshama and these in Yanim, he's basically describing some entity that is not God. And the Rambam holds that Echad and Shnayim, they all tie in together in the Rambam, and we'll speak about it. They all tie in together, and therefore a mistake in one of those in Yanim means the person does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what he believes in is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, this is one of, you know, for the people who peddle that there might have been there might have been Rabbanim who believed in some sort of makshama. The crucial question is manishtana from avodah zarah. What difference does it make if the statue with a nose is, you call the statue a nose God, or you say that God has a nose? It's the same thing. I mean, there's no difference. It's like, which statue is the right statue? Which form is the right form? It's ludicrous. The etzem hagdara kadosh baruch hu is something that is transcends a physical world, and that's the heart of the hagdara. And anything other than that is not an emunah and a god. So this is my far worse, because you haven't added another layer. You've actually undone what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. V'da, sha'ata, k'shetamin hakshama o'inya minyana ha'geshem, sha'ata mekane o'machis ha'kodech eshchama b'sanei v'oye v'tzar, yoysik ha'shama z'moit. So a person who believes in any form of hakshama is much worse. All those terms that the Rama says that you find in the psukim on avodah zarah should apply to you. Machis, mekane, all of that. V'miyala b'dayit chashemayim hakshama yeshes natzos. So he says, okay. So, but b'chol zois, they have a little bit of an excuse. V'avur shegodla leh, or the sechlusa v'koyetz ha-sikosoi. So he says, you'll say, you know what? He grew up with this. This is the way he grew up. They're very, you know, kind of very primitive people. And that's what everybody spoke about when he was a young boy. Or you'll say that he's not a very bright person. And, you know, this is as much as you can understand. So he says, Kein roi shetam boi veva de zara shalo yavel sikhse oi mipnei shagod laze. Minig ava sem bigdem. The Gemara says, Nechulim. So lemaisa, you could say the same excuse. So why is that so terrible? They all grew up of the avodah zarah. They all grew up that way. They're not very bright. They it's hard to relate to a god that is formless, emotionless, etc. So manefshach. So if you find a yid who believes in akshama, a simple person, so you want to excuse him because of his ignorance or being primitive or not so bright. So why don't we use that excuse for all of the avodah zarah? So you say another excuse. This person was learning Chumash and Tanakh, and all of the different words got it, misled him, which is really what the Ravid. It's interesting that it's the Ravid's taina as to why he says Doyle v'Toyv Mimenu, and they were misled by this psukim and so on. So So they saw shapes and forms. Everybody was misled. So I mean, obviously, the Torah doesn't find ignorance an excuse. Ovid Avodah Zarah, if you'd sat down and tried to understand why he is the way he is, you could come up with all these same excuses. And yet the Torah didn't. So brushing away people who believe Hashem by using these excuses is not right. I don't need that a person should come along and prove it himself. I'm not saying, so if I ask a person, do you believe in Hashem? And he says, for sure not. And I ask him how or why, he says, because that's what we know. That's good enough. You don't need him to prove it, but you need him to believe it, to affirm it. And he says the elementary mefarish on Tanakh is on Chumash is Unkelis and Tag Menasin, and they make an all-out effort to be marchikit. So a person is held accountable that he didn't follow it, and you know, even the simplest person could have found that over there. Okay, so that's this perek, and then the Rambam will go back again a little bit more, a few more prakim, till I think Memches, if I'm mistaken. I mean, it's till Memvav, and then he has one more time where he goes back in and describes different inyanim that are words and so on. Panim shem ishtativ v'roy shituf al tzarash Allah. So the word panim it has a physical meaning, and then it has borrowed meanings. Hushem panim kol chai, the face. V'nefru kol panim yirokim, adu pnechem royim, v'zaharbe. Hushem kas, being upset. Paneh lo yhoyla oid. Ulefize ha'inyin nasa harbe b'inyin kas lo yikitzpah. And this is the type of metaphor used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kas. Paneh Hashem chelka paneh Hashem b'yisiro, paneh lechu. Something is paneh zaharbe. It also describes position, a social position, a societal position. So it's used to describe your mitzius vis-a-vis somebody else's. Metzius be metzius mi bilti emtzoi. So panim al panim means like, you know, straight on. K'moy shenema lechon yisroel panim. K'moy shama panim panidi b'ashem mochem. Ubi amok machavim akoldur after shem is t'mun nechon reyes lasi koil. V'chin is a panim be panim. So any direct interaction is called panim be panim. K'en amir v'di b'ashem moshe panim al panim. So any direct interaction where Dan Hoggis is direct, that's called panim upon it. So when it says upon it means you will understand things about me indirectly, different aspects of my interaction, but no direct understanding. It's like sometimes we find some particle that's too small to observe directly, but we see its interactions. We see a trail it leaves, we see bubbles, etc. Those are all part of, panim means my mitzvah against that mitzvah, panim upon him, and anything else is through a different means. Upanim gam kein hu kli makoim. Shein yonoi lifanecha o ben yadecha. It also describes position. This also is used in that sense with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. lifnei Hashem. Lefiza inya gamken upane leiro kipesh unkelis oma ude kadamai leis chazen. Roimeis sheyesh nevroz gamken atzumos. So the Targum says upane leiro means uvide kadamai. Those who stand before me, lo yis chazen, you can't be seen. So he learns pshat in the Targum. Roimeis sheyesh nevroz gamken atzumos. There are these beings that are extraordinary beings, but besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu, these beings also cannot be Musag. Behem Adeas and Ephrodos, which is Malachim, V'yachsal Eloikai, Shem Lefanavir of Tadir. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says these are Panai, those whose position, so to speak, we're not talking about physical position, is close to mine. Because the Ashkoch in them is very, is the interaction is always the direct interaction, so these are called panai. The omnom hadova musig etzloi, ritzoin loima etzl unkelis ala emes, the type of things that a person can understand. In other words, unkelis says you cannot understand Kadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot understand malachim. What can you understand? He minyonim ashehim lematame lemadregas ametzios, ze loima etzem achoime vatsura. So we can understand physical entities, which science is the tool, so to speak, and we can understand the tzura, which is a conceptual aspect of it. So we can understand aesthetics, we can understand different things like that, but not anything that transcends our world. So we can understand those things that are not in direct context as Yerush Baruch Hu, that we can understand, grasp. Anything about our Metzius is graspable. Anything that is called Metzius, that is Shayach Yerush Baruch Hu, that cannot be grasped by us. We don't have what it takes. So now you understand what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted also to understand the inyan of the malachim that are, you know, the part of the bria that's before Hashem. Upanim gankan kliyazma. It's also used as a way to describe position, relative position of time. Binyan kaidem afnei lefanim yisrael lefanim artzisarata. Upanim gankan shem ha'izor v'ashkochol esisap neidal v'supanim v'shisapanim v'zeharbe. So it's interesting. Usually he goes from the more concrete to the more abstract. Kliyazman and Kliyamokum. Kliyazman, Lechura, the more concrete, Lefanim, the snap, but whatever, for whatever reason, the Rambam goes straight to his more abstract meaning over here. Any questions, any points?
What's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid about the Kefira?
So it's very unclear. The problem is always, it's always very difficult to peg the Ravid and what he holds. The Rambam pegs him as a Kefir and so on. The Ravid says many bigger people than him have made the mistake, and it's because they're misled by Psukim, and basically he says you can't fault them for it. You can't call them a pikarsim. So what exactly is the, I mean, what do I call Tarukula? So he's a shegig. I mean, is the machloikis, whether he's a shegig or a mazid, is the machloikis that you can't fault him? I don't know. It's very hard to understand exactly where the Ravid is coming from. And you know, what his point is. So, like always, the Ravid is attacking the Rambam, but it's not clear what exactly does he feel. So I it's hard for me to say what is the Welt says, Reb Chaim says in the Rambam that Nebuchadnezzar because also because there's no shaking up because and so on. So that's, I mean, in the Rambam here, Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam is saying basically that yes, everyone is required. There are no excuses for these type of mistakes in Emuna. That's what he's saying. This perek, this sort of is a hemshak of the previous perek. You must teach everybody these basic Yisodos Emunah because there's no excuse for being You are a kaifer if you don't get it right, at least on these points.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's similar to the thing that that Rebbe was saying at the very end. If Hashem is completely not understandable, I mean, we can't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence, like he's infinite. So, meaning, in what way, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu understood much more about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, was much closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu than I am, but right. You're both infinitely far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, in what way?
So I can always understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the Asha Al Kain. This world has a manhik. It's just like, again, the Havdu, when we get to a certain darga in the Bria, we no longer can get any direct handle on it, but we're always studying the effects and we determine it's the truth of its existence by the fact that the effects are constant, and we draw many lessons from it, and therefore this will take place, that'll take place, and so on. We cannot understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence, but we can understand how he interacts with us. How does Kadosh Baruch Hu choose to act with us? What prompts certain responses, and so on and so forth? And that's what we can do with it. So yes, it's very tough. But Lemaiseh, you know, everybody speaks about atoms. No one's ever seen one. Everybody speaks about electrons. No one's seen one. No one will ever see one. People speak about much smaller particles, and no one can ever see it in any way. And yet, once we've determined that it exists, we figure it into all our calculations.
Mm. Also, the Rambam over here in Mor Nevuchim, the other point Rabbi was just making, he's quoted, this parak in Mor Nevuchim is often quoted to show that the Rambam holds of the Reb Chaim, but I think maybe Rabbi was alluding to it, that he says that someone's at fault, but he doesn't give them the din of an apikoros, meaning...
Right. He basically says, he's making a point about how bad it is. And he's not giving a halachic, he's not giving a halachic label. And he says also, even if you don't understand it, you should trust, you know, you'll be faulted for not trusting the people who can understand it. Which, again, he doesn't give it a halachic framework, and therefore, what's his din? He's speaking more about the chumras ha'inyan mitzeratzmai. Okay, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.